and tents vanished, ripped from the ground like oversized flowers, then shaken violently to spill out any people lingering inside. A swarm of skeletal birds flew out of the forest behind them, each strong enough to lift people straight into the sky, and there was a wild cry from the merchants' wagons as one of those hulking beasts turned out to breathe fire. Kira stared in horror, still rooted in place. Carnassus was dead. He hadn't even left his chair. That wide belly of his had been split straight across the middle by a demonic talon, staining the table in front of him with a sickening mixture of ale and blood. There were many more like him, people who had been struck down before they even had time to rise to their feet. But life had not been easy for anyone who had gathered at the festival, and even more of them were starting to rally. A sudden hand yanked her onto her feet. "You need to run!" Jesse shouted directly at her, though they were only standing a few inches away. "Do you hear me, Kira? You need to take out your blade and—" He cut off suddenly, as a monstrous bird swooped down from above and fastened onto the back of his cloak, curling those wicked talons and lifting him into the sky.
"Jess!"
She reached desperately after him, but those birds were fast as lightning, and it was already too late. In a matter of seconds, he was nothing but a shadow, lifting higher off the ground. That being said, the shifter had no intention of letting himself be carried away. If it had grabbed any other person, it might have been successful. Its brethren were certainly having great success further along the field, but Jesse wasn't like most people. And he'd been holding a blade of his own when it grabbed him. In a single reflexive movement, he swung violently upward, separating the rest of its body from its scaled feet. It veered away with a wraith-like screech as he landed back upon the grass, taking a moment to right himself before grabbing her once more. "Did you hear me?" he shouted again, as if they had scarcely been interrupted. "You need to take out your blade and run!" Eden was already sprinting across the grass, not toward the monsters like she might have imagined, but toward the abandoned arena at the other end of the field. "The archery ring," she realized. "He's going for the bows and arrows." It almost seemed a laughable sentiment, given what they were up against, but he wasn't the only one fighting back. It was a fervor that had swept across the meadow just as quickly as any dark tide, and as she quickly discovered, those gentle festival people were not as gentle as they seemed.
"All together!"
She whirled around as some of the barrel-chested men who'd been tossing boulders just a few minutes before loaded a few onto the broken axle of a wagon, then catapulted them full force into the ribs of an approaching monster. The creature let out a hideous roar, stamping its feet like an enraged bull. Then, in a moment that defied all reason and understanding, it tried to dig the stones out of its body, using nothing but a pair of its own razor-sharp claws. There was another howl, followed by a shower of blood. As it fell to one knee, quickly overwhelmed by a pack of shifters that appeared from nowhere and ripped it to shreds. Jesse tensed at the ready, aching to shift himself, but Kira was gaping in astonishment.
"How did it just... does it not feel pain?"
Another beast picked up on the excitement, trampling closer to finish the dying creature itself, only to be instantly overrun by those same wolves. What began as a small group had expanded into something more, as every pack who'd come to the festival had merged together into a single force, one that was strong enough to annihilate virtually anything in its path. For everything else, there was magic. Kira's eyes blossomed with light as a coven of witches used a collective spell to entrap one of the giant cats racing toward it. While it wasn't enough to destroy the creature, it slowed it down enough that a hefty dwarf made short work of it with an axe. One of those delicate nymphs she'd been marveling at earlier had put what looked to be an ogre into a kind of trance, giving a group of elderly people the time they needed to run back to the wagons and escape. The spell lasted only as long as it was needed. When the ogre whirled around in a rage, she turned promptly into a flowering willow. The tree was smashed to bits,